We are learning Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning two lines on the bottom of Daf Kuf Amud Beis by Gufa. We have a Mishnah already. There's Machloikis if the Gira Nosha is Noig by Behema Temeya. And the way the Gemara explained the Machloikis is because the Tanakhama holds that Ein Issachal Isser. That's why there's no Gira Nosha by Behema Temeya. Who says, yes, Issachal Isser. What's the reason Issachal Isser? Because you find that the Bnei Yaakov already had the Issa Gira Nosha, so it's more chomer, and therefore it's chal even on Behema Temeya. But the Rabbanu hold in it's chal Issa. That's the only shot we have right now in the Machloikis between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Braisa brought down that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yichai for both, because he holds the Issa Chal Issa, both on Temeya and Gira Nosha. But he brought down another man, the Amar, Rabbi Shimon is Poitel Lagamri. Means he's not Chai for Behema Temeya or for Gira Nosha. Now, what is pshat on that? If you hold the problem is Ein Issa Chal Issa, so why shouldn't you be chayef for Gira Nosha then? Because if he holds no chi on the Behemet Temeya, so let the Gira Nosha be chal. And that'll be a discussion of our Gemara here. Gufa. Ha'ech le Gira Nosha shal Behemet Temeya. Rabbi Yehuda mechayef shtayim, which is learned mechayef both for Tumma and for Gira Nosha. Rabbi Shimon Paiter. Rabbi Shimon holds you Paiter Legamri. The Gemara wants to know, what's Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Manoshach. I isse chal ala iser. If the isse chal ala iser. Chayef namim Shimon Megid. Chayef for both. The chayef for Behemet Temeya and for Gira Nosha. He ain't isse chal ala iser. So lechayev shum tuma, at least bechayev shum tuma the kodem, at least bechayev because it's eating a camel, yichayev. So I'll tell you, may pshat vi ein begidim noy beis tam. I'll tell you why not chayev behemet tamei. You know why? Because gidim don't have a tam, and therefore it's not considered basar, it's not considered eating a behemet tamei, and that's why not chayev. Okay, but lechayev shum gid, why shouldn't you be chayev gid anosha then? Because gid anosha doesn't have to have be nice and tam. Gid anosha is an issa by itself to eat the gid no matter what. And why don't you have the gid anosha behemet tamei? See, until now, we didn't entertain any other tzad that Behemoth Meir doesn't have an Issa Gira Nosha. Until now, the whole tzad that doesn't have Gira Nosha was in Issa Chal Issa. But once you tell me that the Behemoth Meir Shaboy doesn't have a din Issa Gid, let the Gid be Chal. So why, if you're Abshim, why Patel Agamri? I'm a Rav, let him accept Ein Begidim Nais in time. And that's when I chai for Behemoth Meir. And the question was, why isn't Gira Nosha Chal? So after Gemara, new Svar, Shani Hasan, Dama Kra, it says by Gira Nosha, a pasuk like this, Akein lo yoichu b'nei Yeshua's Gira Nosha. The Klai Yisrael should not eat the Gira Nosha. Misha Gida Asur B'sari Mutter. We're talking about a behema that only the Gid is Asur, but the rest of the Bas is Mutter. That's what's mashed in the pasuk. Don't eat the Gira Nosha, eat the rest of the behema. It can't be talking about Behemoth Temeya then. Yatzazu Shagida Asur B'sari Asur. Coming to exclude a camel or any Behemoth Temeya that the Gid is Asur and the B'sari is also, that doesn't have the Issa Gira Nosha. So we now have a new Svara. We have a Svara from Rabbi Shimon that says that if it's not a behemoth Torah, there's no Issa Gira Nosha at all. Because you have this pasuk that's mashma, the only Issa of the behemoth is the Gira Nosha of it, not the behemoth Tumei of it. And that's B'shan Rabbi Shimon. So it comes out, that would be the halacha, that you don't have Tumah because, you don't have the Issa of behemoth Tumei because Ein Begidin Nosha Tam, and you don't have the Issa Gira Nosha because it's only Noheg by behemoth Torah, not behemoth Tumei, because you have a meat in the pasuk. Something more vaita, a new discussion. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarab. Ha'eichel gira nosha shal nevela. Someone eats a gira nosha of a nevela, which means you have a behemah tahira here. Behemah tahira, the behemah dies, and now we know that if you don't shechit on a behemah, then there's an issa nevela. So someone eats this piece of nevela, what's he chayif for? Is he gira nosha of the nevela? Is he chayif for gira nosha, nevela? What's the chayif? You only chayev presumably for the Gira Nosha, because the Nevela is not chal on the Gira Nosha. Nevela is something that happens later on, and you only chal, it's only chayev on the Gira Nosha, but not on the Nevela. Umoidim chacham l'rameyim, but oichel Gira Nosha shal oilav shoshar niskol shal chayev shtayim. Chama moida, you chayev too in certain cases. You know what the case would be? If you took a behema that had a gira nosha and you made it into an oila, you maked it to oila, or it killed another person, it's chayev of skila. It's also about both these cases are also about hana. The loch is you chayev too. You chayev once for a gira nosha, you also chayev for the iser of oila or eating of having enough of mashar nisko. So in such a case, you chayev too. What's the reason you chayev too? The answer is because it's an iser. It's an Issa Koilel, that's why. Because it's Koilel more things. It's also, the other, Issa Hana. It's Moisif more things. Or the whole behemoth, Issa Hana. So Rashi says that mechayev. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the varth is, but it's really a koilel with the issa chomer. It's really two parts to it. Koilel means that when you make something in the oila, not only is it getting an osha also now, but every single limb is also. Use oila as an example. I could say if I'm starting this call. Oila, every other limb has also. Another thing is, even the Gabri Gid also, something was Moisev. What was the Moisev Gabri Gid? The Gid now is also Bahana. Tona was only also Bahachila. Now, with making it oil, is also Bahana. So again, there's two things happening here. First of all, it's Koilel, more parts of the behemoth becomes Osir. And number two, it's Moisev Chumra, even on the Achila part of Gid and Osir. So therefore, Chachama Moidel Rameir, that over there, I hold Enes Chalissa. So therefore, it's not available in Chal and Gid. But I'm asking to the Issa thing is Issachal Allah Issa, you know where? By Oila, where there it's Koil and Tzachamur also. That's the Shita of the Chum. And therefore, it's Chal and the Gid, the Issa Oila. The Gemara wants to know, Man Taitano, the Issa Koil, Issachal Issa last night. Usually Koil doesn't hold up. Because really, in the first case also, the veil is also Koil. Because there, all the rest of the animals also. But Koil doesn't help. Doesn't help. Koil itself does not help Bichal on the other Issa. But Issa Koil, but Issa Chama Isla. So who is this man the Yama? In between, either you hold the Koil or you don't hold the Koil. We have here this new man the Yama now who holds that you don't hold of Issa Koil, but you do hold of Issa Koil by Issa Chama. That's his Chacham over here. So who is this Chama? We want to give a name to this Chacham. Omar Rava, Rabbi Yisrael Glil. It could be the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Glil. What's the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Glil? It's not. Listen to the Mishnah. Tomei. A kohen, for example, who's tamei, he's not allowed to eat kachim now. He's tamei. So tamei is oichel kodesh. Ben kodesh tamei, ben kodesh tar. Saif eats a kodesh tamei. O kodesh tar is chayif. The loch is chayif. He's chayif karis. The loch is that a tamei kohen tamei eats kodesh chayif karis. If a kohen tar eats a tamei piece of kachim, it's only chayif malchus. It's not chayif karis. But here we have a Tomei who's Tomei. He ate Kodesh. Sai Kodesh Tomei, Sai Kodesh Tar, he's Chayev Karas. Basically, let me know. Tomei Shoichel Asat Tar is Chayev. Tomei Shoichel Asat Tomei Potter. Shoichel Adava Tomei. We'll have to explain the Machlaikas momentarily, but basically, what could be the Pshat is that since Adava Tomei was also anyway to him, so therefore it can't be Chal, it's a Tomei Asaguf, that he's Tomei, can't be Chal on it. It's already also anyway. So he says he's not Chayev Karas. That's what basically he says. Amar loy, so the Chacham tell Rabbi Yisrael Glil, what do you mean? Every time you're eating a piece of a kodesh, even if it's tar, if the tamei eats it, he makes a tamei before he eats it. Amar loy, af tamei shachas a tar, kim shenaga by tameiyo. It's always tamei because he first opens out Rabbi Yisrael Glil, so it's like Zeres Kosov. If you eat tamei, you're not chayiv karis. The tamei eats tamei, not chayiv karis. So it's every time it's tamei. So shapa kam la rabban la Rabbi Yisrael Glil, he's tiny good, the rabban's tiny good. So Rav says Pasha, that's not the Machlekes. We just already spoke it out a little bit. It says, Tolina Inisach Alissa. Vamo Rav, Menitma Gufach and Itma Basar, if you become Tommy first, you become also all Kachim, and the Achanitma Basar, and afterwards the boss became Tommy, Kulam Le Pligi the Chayiv. If everyone agrees the Chayiv there, even Rabbi Yisrael Glil, the Issach Karas Kadim. So therefore, let's make the difference when I pick up the piece of bacon Tommy. So what? I was Tommy first. My Issa was first.
It's
Issach Karas. What? Issach Karas is the person who's Tommy.
It's the Karas he's ever.
When he eats a piece of kosher meat, he becomes chayav karis. So when he becomes tamei, he has an issa karis did all kachim. Now when he picks up and touches it, so what? It's not a problem in his chalissa. His issa came first. His issa did this piece of meat came first. There's a rib steak that's kachim shlomim. It's not a kohen. It can be a yisrael also. That's a rib steak that's shlomim. He comes tamei. He's also now in his rib steak. He picks it up, made it tamei now. What's the problem? So what? He shouldn't be chayiv anymore? Should fall off the cars now? No. Because we're saying that the whole problem is that if the tumah is there first on the rib steak, then his tumah is a kufas nechal. Keep pligi. Where's the machakas? Basically, in the rabbanon, benitma basa. First the boss became tummy. Now it's also to him. Alt tumah is basa. Va'achakach nitma gov. Rabbanon islu iser kailo. He holds iser kailo. The migud of chayiv v'chatichas tyrus. When he becomes tummy, he now becomes tummy and much more things. Everything. All kachim. So migud of chayiv v'chatichas tyrus to alma mechayiv na mechatichas tmei. His chayiv was mechatichas tmei. Rabbi said, "Vilili, less they is a koil. The migul amrino. You don't say migul. So therefore, he holds that if you become tummy first, good. So you became tummy first. But if the boss became tummy first and then you became tummy, he doesn't hold of koil. We said that basically we'll be masking by chomer, and here it's a koil that's a chomer also because he chayiv karis. Freight the Gemara, Vesak Lili, neither is a Kailo less lay, he doesn't know the Kailo, Besakal, by Yisakal, but Yavi is a Chomer, Yachal is a Kal, but it's Issa Chomer, he holds a Kailo. Who might need Tumas Aguf, straight Tumas Aguf of Karas. Tumas Aguf is more than Tumas of the Basar, because there you have Karas. Omar of Ashi, no, I'm not so sure that Tumas Aguf is more Chomer, because Tumas Abasar has a characteristic that's more Chomer also. Rav Ashi, man leim alon tumas aguf chamura, dima tumas basa chamura. The last lay tahara b'mikvah. It doesn't have tahara b'mikvah. And really, adkan. So here, the Gemara just brought a raya over here. We had a chacham. The chacham before said that moedim chacham l'armei. Armei held issachalalis. So chacham held, because the Gidon Asher by issachal. Issachal, issachal. Chacham said, no. It's not, but chomer moida by oila, it is chal because it's a koil that's chomer. We want to who give us a name to this. So he said, I have a name now. The name is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that issa koil does not work, but you could say that issa chomer would work. It's not a forest, but you could have said that. You could fit into Rabbi Aglili. That is obviously an interesting thing. Sometimes he doesn't say a forest. He says you don't have Issa Koyal, as he says clearly, because the Tumas Aguf happens after Tumas Abasa, you're not Chai. So he isn't a hold of Issa Koyal. But he called it hold of Issa Chomer. Now, the question was, so why isn't called Tumas Aguf called Chomer? He said, no, because the Basa has a characteristic of Chomer also. So that's what we decided. It means Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rashi on Amar Beis is belongs on Alf. He explains this Gemara. He says, Amos Shemir, the less they Koyal. So he doesn't know the Koyal, and we can assume, but he holds by Chomer, yeah. And Rashi about Barnes, even though there's Rabbi Shimon and Shas, that also doesn't hold the Kohel, maybe it's Rabbi Shimon. So he said, no, Rabbi Shimon says clearly that you don't say it's a Chomer. That's why it's not Rabbi Shimon. So that's what we're holding right now, and that's what we named the Chacham. The Chacham's name is Yosef Lili, who holds of, does not hold of Issa Kohel, but he could hold Issa Kohel by Issa Chomer. And we'll start next year on top of Kuf Aleph, Amud Beis.